Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
The U.S. House Committee on House Administration announced on March 11, 2025, that China Daily will no longer be distributed in House office buildings. China Daily, an English-language newspaper published by the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, had been freely distributed to the U.S. House of Representatives since 1983, serving as a CCP propaganda tool aimed at shaping foreign perceptions and influencing policymakers. In February 2025, U.S. Congressman Abraham Hamadeh submitted House Resolution 110 prohibiting the distribution of Chinese Communist Party-controlled publications within House facilities and for other purposes. Representative Hamadeh's official website stated, "It's personal for him. He believes Congress should be a place where Americans' voices shine, not a stage for a hostile regime like the CCP." Until 2020, China Daily collaborated with major Western media outlets, including The New York Times and The Washington Post, to publish China Watch, a paid supplement designed to resemble legitimate news content while promoting CCP narratives, misleading readers in the process.
USA, Shenyun Performing Arts returns to New York with 18 performances at Lincoln Center in New York City from March 26th through April 13th. And two performances at the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady on April 22nd and 23rd. Prior to the performances, the Performing Arts Company received congratulatory remarks from a number of New York elected officials, including three members of the U.S. House of Representatives, seven state senators, 20 members of the State Assembly, and dozens of municipal officials. The official record of the proceedings and debates of the United States Congress, known as the Congressional Record, included U.S. Representative Patrick Ryan's remarks about Shenyun. He said, "As they return to Lincoln Center, I want to recognize the incredible dedication of the dancers, musicians, choreographers, and the entire Shenyun team. Their commitment to artistic excellence and cultural storytelling enriches not only New York, but also the many communities they visit each season. Their work serves as a reminder of the power of the arts to bring people together and inspire future generations."
The chairman of the UK Parliament Joint Committee on Human Rights, Lord Alton of Liverpool, posed a question on the Parliament's website on March 6th, asking how the government plans to support Falun Gong practitioners in the UK, who are at risk of being targeted by Communist China's transnational persecution. 2 weeks later, on March 20th, Minister of the State at the Home Office, Lord Hanson of Flint, replied, "The government is committed to promoting and protecting the right to freedom of religion or belief, including protecting the rights of Falun Gong practitioners and their performance group, Shenyun. We continually assess potential threats in the UK and take protection of individual rights, freedoms, and safety in the UK very seriously. Any attempt by any foreign state to intimidate, harass, or harm individuals or communities in the UK will not be tolerated. We have a broad suite of powers to counter foreign interference, including those actions which amount to transnational repression. We will continue to use all the tools at our disposal to keep people safe." Lord Hanson also pointed out that on March 4th, the security minister announced a new package of training, which will allow frontline police officers and staff to increase their understanding of the threats that foreign powers present. This training will increase law enforcement's ability to detect criminal activities, which may be state-directed, and strengthen public confidence in the UK's response.
Ireland. St. Patrick's Day is a national holiday in the country and commemorates the patron saint who introduced Christianity to the island hundreds of years ago. It's now an international cultural event in Ireland. Cities and towns invite civic groups to participate in St. Patrick's Day activities and parades. In the city of Cork, the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration took place, A festive parade was held on March 17th, bringing the four-day celebration to a peak. More than 50 groups from around the world participated in the event. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin returned from a visit to the U.S. to his hometown of Cork that day and watched the parade with nearly 50,000 other event attendees. Falindafa practitioners joined the parade with informative banners, dragon dancers, and an exercise demonstration. The day before the parade, practitioners also participated in the St. Patrick's Day festivities in the capital city of Dublin. They wore colorful traditional costumes, performed lotus and fan dances for the audience, and demonstrated the Falindafa exercises. The simple and easy-to-learn exercises inspired many audience members to take photos and follow along with the exercise movements.
Falindafa practitioners held truth clarification activities in two city centers in mid-March. On March 14th, local practitioners in Cagliari, Sardinia, introduced Falindafa to the public. They demonstrated the exercises and exposed the persecution of practitioners by the CCP in China. Many people signed a petition to oppose the brutality. In the city of Rome, local practitioners held a truth clarification event at a plaza on the famous Via del Corso, one of the main streets in the historic center of Rome, on Saturday, March 15th. They posted display boards and banners with information about the CCP's persecution and demonstrated the Falindafa exercises to introduce the practice. Since the Rome Marathon was to be held the next day, there were many visitors from various Italian cities and other countries present to prepare for the race. Many people stopped to watch the exercise demonstration and were told about the CCP's forced organ harvesting.
USA, practitioners in the greater Philadelphia area held a free introduction to Falindafa and its exercises at the Brandywine 100 Library in the city of Wilmington on March 22nd. Many participants wanted to learn more and expressed their interest in reading the introductory book of the practice, Falun Gong, and its main text, Duan Falun. The event organizer, Cindy, commented that the classes went very smoothly. She reported, "About 20 people participated. Some said they were very deeply moved by the power of Dafa. Many people are seeking true cultivation. They want to continue practicing and understand that studying the Fa is the most important thing." Another attendee said he became interested in Falindafa because last year he attended the screening of the documentary film exposing forced organ harvesting in China called State Organs. Cindy said that she will present another class at the same library on April 5th. She also plans to hold group Falindafa study and exercise classes every Monday night starting in May.
Falindafa practitioners from the southern part of Bulgaria held an event in the town of Peshtera on March 15th. They told people about Falindafa and its guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and about the persecution of the practice. When locals heard about the brutal methods used on practitioners in China to manipulate them to abandon their faith, including forced organ harvesting, several signed the petition and said they stood in solidarity with practitioners. As a former communist country, Bulgaria is no stranger to the human rights abuses that occur under Communist Party rule. Many people who signed the petition said they were not surprised by the CCP's inhumane behavior. On Sunday, March 16th, practitioners set up an information booth on the main street in the city of Stara Zagora. People stopped to learn the facts about the persecution and signed two petitions to end the atrocities in China. One petition condemned the CCP's crimes against humanity. The other petition focused on the CCP's crime of taking organs from detained Falindafa practitioners without their consent, and called on the Bulgarian government to ensure its citizens don't participate in this heinous crime.
USA, St. Patrick's Day parades during the month of March provided opportunities for Falindafa practitioners to share the wonders of their cultivation practice and traditional Chinese culture with three communities. The city of Port Jervis held a parade commemorating the holiday on March 2nd. The practitioners' entry included an exercise team, as well as a Chinese waist drum and lotus flower teams. Many people took photos and applauded the practitioners. On March 16th, practitioners marched in the St. Patrick's Day parade in the neighboring town of Milford. The streets were crowded with people the day of the parade. This was the first time practitioners joined in this community's festivities. Later that day, practitioners took part in the Mid-Hudson St. Patrick's Day parade in the Orange County town of Goshen. In addition to practitioners demonstrating the exercises, young practitioners dressed in armor and played Tang Dynasty-style drums. Practitioners carried signs that read Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance in Chinese and English. Many spectators enthusiastically applauded, took photos, and thanked practitioners for participating. Carl Brabenek, an assemblyman of the 98th District of New York State, said, "It's important to appreciate everyone's different cultures and traditions. Such exchanges bring all Americans together and make us the greatest country in the world." Maria Salzman, who practices Falun Dafa, said, "Today we stand together with the Irish and all people of faith." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Jin Baochun, a 64-year-old army veteran of Liaoning province, was arrested for talking to people about Falun Gong at a community fair. He was released on bail the following day, but then transferred to prison months later after a short court hearing. Since the Chinese Communist Party began the persecution in 1999, Mr. Jin has been repeatedly arrested. He served a 2-year forced labor camp term and then another 3-year prison term before being sentenced again in late last year. In 2009, he was arrested and restrained on a bench and force-fed mustard oil through a nostril tube. This caused him excruciating pain. His head and chest were swollen, and he suffered damage to his internal organs. The torture caused severe damage to his body, and he still can't talk normally to this day. At the same time this illegal torture was being inflicted upon Mr. Jin, the police apprehended his son and detained him for a month, which further traumatized him. Mr. Jin is currently serving a 3-year prison term.
Under the direction of the Ningxia's Prison Administration Bureau, Political and Legal Affairs Committee, and the 610 Office, the guards in Ningxia Women's Prison have been using various methods to torture Falun Gong practitioners in an effort to make them renounce their faith. In recent years, the prison has been secretive about how they, quote, transform practitioners. In other words, how they force them to renounce their faith and beliefs through various methods of torture. Newly admitted prisoners are usually assigned several prisoners to monitor them. These inmates usually include murderers or drug traffickers. Instigated by the guards, these inmates abuse the practitioners at will to try to force them to transform. To torture practitioners mentally, the guards direct the inmates to put a photo of Falun Gong's founder on a small stool and then force a practitioner to sit on it. If they refuse to comply, the inmates put the photo on the door, in the restroom, inside practitioner's shoes, or under the stool where the practitioner cannot see it. Last year, the prison set up a solitary confinement division, including a private room where practitioners can be, quote, dealt with individually, meaning they employ methods such as sleep deprivation, starvation, and a lack of basic sanitation.
It has been confirmed by Ming Hui that a Fushun City resident has been sentenced to 4 years for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Yang Shu-Chen was arrested in 2023 after being reported by two young men for talking to them about the health benefits of Falun Gong. The 62-year-old woman credits Falun Gong for enabling her to recover from various long-term ailments. Ms. Yang's family has not received any update about her case since her prison sentence. They only received confirmation of her prison sentence and her admission to the Liaoning Province Women's Prison, but the details about her indictment, trial, and sentencing are still unknown. Ms. Yang is the sixth Falun Gong practitioner in that area who has been sentenced to prison since the beginning of the year. In addition to the six practitioners, another 10 are still facing trial.
Ms. Zhongfang Chong, a former transport company owner, was arrested in July 2024. Her family learned this month that her case now rests with the district court. It is unclear whether she was indicted. Ms. Zhong has been arrested on numerous occasions and twice sentenced to prison. She has served a combined total of 11 years. During that time, she was brutally tortured. Ms. Zhong moved in with her brother after she completed a second prison sentence in 2020. The police, government officials, and community members all kept harassing her. Most recently, they called her brother and ordered him to kick his sister and her son out of his home. To keep the authorities from harassing her brother and son, Ms. Zhong went into hiding, only to be arrested last year and is now being indicted for her faith once again.
Over 100 local officials praise and welcome Shen Yun to Taiwan. Shen Yun Global Company arrived in Taiwan on March 18th to kick off its 33-show tour. The artists were enthusiastically welcomed by fans at the Taiwan Taoyuan International Airport. Prior to Shen Yun's 17th Taiwan tour, the performing arts company received congratulatory and welcome remarks from 109 central and local government officials. Flowers were sent by Taiwan's president, Lai Ching-te, with a banner that read, 5,000 years of civilization revived, wishing Shen Yun 2025 a complete success. In January 2025, President Lai also issued a congratulatory remark for Shen Yun's Australia tour. He wrote, I am pleased to learn that Shen Yun Performing Arts is scheduled to tour Australia from February 14th to March 16th this year. I would like to send you this special congratulatory message. Taiwan's chief diplomat to Australia, Douglas Su, traveled from Cambria to the Gold Coast to see Shen Yun on March 15th. Mr. Su spoke about Falun Gong practitioners' steadfast faith amidst the communist persecution as depicted in Shen Yun's performances. He said, in the Shen Yun performance, there are actually a lot of messages that are related to the current overall situation in Taiwan, referring to the constant threats to their independent democracy by the CCP. Mr. Su continued, in the face of the coercion and oppression, we have the courage to speak for ourselves and do the right thing. This is the biggest feeling and experience we have after watching the Shen Yun performance. Commissioners of Taiwan's Overseas Community Affairs Council, Chen Cui-yuan and Su Jingyuan, saw Shen Yun at the Gold Coast in Australia on March 15th. Ms. Su, who has seen Shen Yun multiple times, commented, the backdrop is very beautiful. Ms. Chen said, this is the best and most excellent show I've ever seen. She added that it not only provided visual enjoyment, but also an elevation of spiritual level. The commissioner of Taiwan's Overseas Community Affairs Council, Chen Cui-feng, saw Shen Yun for the first time in Sydney on March 9th. She shared, I am 75 years old and I have read these stories since I was a child. So I was surprised that Shen Yun could turn them into a dance. It is amazing.
President of Falun Dafa Association awarded in Italy. An event called Stories of Outstanding Italian Women was held in the Senate House in Rome, Italy on March 21st. Dr. Caterina Angela Coppolo, president of the Italian Falun Dafa Association, joined a distinguished group of women who were honored with the Excellent Woman Award. Senator Pellegrino said of the award recipients, they are models of courage, ability, and success. It is time to make room for these stories and recognize their value in daily life. These women are both important and ordinary. Each of them has a success story to tell. They often serve others and benefit society in their daily lives. We need a cultural change, starting with the representation of women in the media, institutions, and the workplace. We must showcase and praise those who achieve equality with their commitment every day. Senator Pellegrino, who is also a member of the Special Committee for the Protection and Promotion of Human Rights, said to Dr. Angela Coppolo, "I want to emphasize how precious and important your commitment is. This cannot be taken for granted. You protect the human rights of religious minorities." Referring to Falun Gong practitioners, the senator continued, "They are persecuted by the Chinese regime only because they are pioneers of the principles of freedom and autonomy. The Falun Gong practice group is altruistic, loving, and community-based." Dr. Angela Coppolo was invited to speak at the evening event. She talked about her commitment to human rights, which for her is consistent with upholding medical ethics. In her speech, she said, "I learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China when I was in medical school. Since then, first as a student and then as a doctor, I have dedicated my life to stopping this persecution and protecting life. The medical community should not accept this crime. For us, an organ transplant for a patient in China may very well mean that a Falun Dafa practitioner will be killed and become an organ donor." Another physician present at the event, cardiologist and university researcher Dr. Bic Lan Yun, expressed her solidarity with the victims of the persecution and said with conviction, "These atrocities should not happen anywhere in the world."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.